Rosh Simon Yudalad. It's about eight lines in after the second Haggah. Vamar Rav Chisda Tirsa Pesach Shomer Tzricha Shel Hebriya. You have it? Today, Lamed bo delis. It has to be strong enough to be able to hold a delis, but I feel a delis shall kashin, even if that delis is made out of straw, very light. Amr Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Yadai, it's just a pesach, Amr Shamr Tzir, Hekar Tzir, there has to be actual hinges on it. My Hekar Tzir, Amr Avada, Azav Kata, which means hinges. So the Rosh Rabbi Yilfus, Aloy Hevi, Hach, remember the Rish Lakish. He doesn't quote the statement of the Rish Lakish that you require Hekar Tzir. Why did he leave it out? The Rami Rutenberg asked, how can you leave it out? It's a Gemara with nobody arguing. So what's true that he left it out? He says that in order to be mime the pshat of the riff, I would suggest the following. But the fact he's leaving it out indicates he holds you don't need Hekar Tzir. That he explained the Mora's next step, where the Mora says the following: Asher Rav Acha Brei the Rabba the Tamid the Ravashi. Omer, they asked the Tamid of Ravashi, Tani Mar Media B'Tzuras Pesach. What did the Ravashi hold about Tzuras Pesach? So they weren't asking a general question. From the juxtaposition of the Gemara, that came right after the statement of Hekar Tzir. So the Rav Rutenberg learns that the Riff learns that their question was, who matzah Hekar Tzir or Eloi? They're asking civilly on the din of Hekar Tzir, did Ravashi require Hekar Tzir? And the Tzimini Ravashi answered back, no. Which means, so all you need is the din of you don't need Hekar Tzir. He did not mention any such requirement. He just said the regular din of and that's it. So that's how the Rami Rutenberg learns that the Riff learned. Okay, and that's it. Which is now who's talking? This is Rav Acha Brei the Rav the Tamid the Ravashi. That Hebi Riley Divrayim. He said you're right. Shein Tzar Hekar Tzir. You don't need Hekar Tzir. I mean, the Lloyd Matzik, but Bryce Hekar Tzir. The Bryce didn't mention Hekar Tzir. It only mentioned Kanamikana Kanal Gabayim. So this is all the Rami Rutenberg writing to learn up the pshat according to the Riff. He doesn't think that that's a compelling pshat in the Gemara. Nim Kain, Havala the Memer, Tanya the Messiah. So if what Ravachabre the Rabba was doing was telling Tamir Ravashi, you're right, because the Brisa says that, he should have said the phrase Tanya the Messiah Luchu. So the question was, did he say anything? He says, no, he didn't say anything. Doesn't sound like the question was, does he hold of this requirement? And the answer is, he doesn't hold of it. That's not the lashon of loyomer loyomer. He didn't say anything at all. I would have learned along, if you want to follow the thought process along these lines, I would have said that the pshat is the following. This is Ben Amir talking. The Haki Berusha. Amar Mar Midi B'Tzuras Pesach. Klarmer. Did he ask anything about this? Im Bo, I think, changed the gears to Im Amar Bo Shum Chiddish. Amar Le Amar Shum Chiddish. Didn't say any Chiddush. Le Amar Shum Chiddish. Amar... Amr Lay, so the Tamir Rashi said back to Rav Acha Brei the Rava, Lay Amr Bo Shum Chiddush. Amr lehen, and the Amr lechem, the Baruch Yiddish, Tana Tzursa Pesach is Kana Agabeyan. Dein Sar Kara Rechava Tefach Agabeyan, Ela Kana Mashu, Bo Alma. Vashla Hinita Baruch, Shibriya Shiachalama Del Shakasha, and Hector Tzir, Nami Vina, Kibish Lakish, Shimon Yerubi Anai, Lakaman the Polygalo. So I would have learned that his answer back is, you know what? So if you didn't hear Chiddush, I want to point out some things to you. And I want to point you out, like we brought the Brisa before, that require Kanamikan, Kanamikan Gabayan, etc. It's supposed to be understood as the etc. of what we said before. Like, as given before, that the requires it should be, doesn't have to be a tefach wide, but it has to be strong enough to hold some type of adelas, it requires a tzir, etc. Okay. Calls him a deeper Rabbeinu Merzal. So the Rosh, B'reisi B'Yerushalmi, the Pligi Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Matzah Heker Tzir. Rish Lakish Matzah Heker Tzir. V'shem Al-Doh Samach Rabbi Yochanan B'loi Hevi Hod Heker Tzir. In general, we have a Chalikas in Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, you pass it like Rabbi Yochanan, so you don't see any Heker Tzir. However, Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yonah, you pass it like Rabbi Yonah. In the Bible, it's quoting Rish Lakish, the name of Rabbi Yonah. Seem like Rabbi Yochanan is arguing. Amir, Rish Lakish with Rabbi Yonah, Omer, Shahat your rabbis, Rabbi Yochanan, and Malacha Rabbi Yonah. So, it comes out from the end of the Rosh. Rosh says, even the Rift does not mention it. Both Rabbi Yonah Meir and the Rosh seem to be inclined more that there's such a requirement. Don't start looking on our area for Heker Tzir. It ain't there. Okay. Shulchan Aruch brings down, does not require Heker Tzir. Doesn't even bring up like a chalik. And it's interesting, Shulchan Aruch, the fact that it does, you know, that doesn't bring it at all. Shulchan Ligo and Shulchan Ligo. The more so the next question is that they need to touch. Pirish, Erlo Kanosh Mezuzes, Hamovu, Vayigavoy Masar Tawachim. The side post needs to reach the upper the lintel. They do not need to touch. We have a brisa which supports it. What's the brisa, my heat? The Tanya keep up. Remeir mechayv mezuzah v'chachamim patur. In a case where it's an archway, is it chayv and mezuzah or not? The Mor says b'shavin kishyesh rag b'raglel asura. If the side, if it goes up straight 10, al b'she'en akiri shebishmei kippa magia l'raglel. Even after it bends, so havi pesach is a valid pesach. So you don't have it, it's even though it doesn't physically touch, because the side thing we're looking at is it's not chayiv, but the current rabbanon, the keep is not chayiv. So this is your mezuzah, this is your lintel, this is not part of it. So this is it. It doesn't touch, doesn't reach, so it's chayiv. Current mayor holds that the whole thing is chayiv, so that's no riot. But current rabbanon, they hold it that the curve is not chayiv. So what's chayiv is because the side post, the bottom part was straight up, and the top is over it, and that's all you need. So it means they don't touch. It's considered a Pesach. Simon Tesvav. Masnesin, Hashem Mavi, quotes the Mishnah. This is a quote from out of the Riff, out of the Gemara. Hashem Mavi, Vishami, Armin Lechavi. Vikoro, Vishal, Armin Lechi, Okoro, either one. Rabbi Yezer, Armin Lechayayim. You need two lechis. Rabbi Eliezer, Mishum, Rabbi Shmuel, Omer, Tamar Echad, Tamar Chacham, Echad, Lefin, Rabbi Kiva, Orech, Lechu, Besham, Vesilo, Al Mavi, Shu Pachsim, Dal Ramas, Shu Mutzer, Belechi, Oikar, even Hashem agrees, under four Ramas wide, that either one is enough. Aman Echad, Lechu, Me, Arba Amas, Avad, Esser, Though they're arguing even under the space of ten, excuse me, of four amas. Versus command to look at Chanan, to look at Tanakama.
They
were arguing in the Mabim Foolish that you need a Tzurisa Pesach, or you need an actual door. But over here, it's a Mabim Sosum, and that's why Lechi or a Kara is sufficient. Amr Vasi, Amr Biachan, Chotzer, Tzricha, Shtei Pasim, Mishtei Ruchais, Vachol Pasim, Hashahu. In case not of a mavi, but in the case of a chotzer, a lechi is not sufficient. You need two pasin, or b'miruach achas. If you have one pas on one side, it's rishiyah rechava rochav dal tacham. It has to be four tacham wide, going into the airspace of the chotzer. It means it'll be running perpendicular to the side wall, and it's going to close off four tacham of the opening of the chotzer. One pass is enough. Parchal no more questions that. Damer Shmuel, Reb Chananya, Bar Shila, Atlus Avadubde, Ela Oy, Brev Dovin, Oy Shtei Pasim. He says you need two pasim. And the more again answers the same way we just said now from Reb Yochanan. Mishani Ruach Achas is Dalit. If it's on one side, it has to be four Tvachim wide. Mishnei Ruach is B'mashu. Lekanu Mashu Lekanu. Mashu each side. Okay, but so Shmuel said either one pass on one side of four, two pass on either side, or Rav Doifin. Furthermore, Kasha, Vahodam Rav Doifin, Parch, Lamali Rav Doifin, a pass Dalad Saki. What do you need Rav Doifin? Just put a pass Dalad, and that'll count as a pass, which is sufficient. Vahitame Rav Doifin is a Doifin Zayin. The Bedalat Havir Rav Doifin, the case was that the opening was only seven. So, four and Rav Doifin are synonymous, but still, Lomali Rav Doifin. In that situation, I have a different solution. Begimel Mashu Zagi, once you put three in a little bit, it's enough, because once it's not four Tvachim wide, the Omer Rav Acha Li, Vitamer Rav Yechiel Adalat. So that an opening of four doesn't need anything, of less than four doesn't need anything. So if it's seven to start with, and you close off three in a mashu, you don't have four anymore. So you don't need Rav Doifin in that situation. Either that halacha was only by a mavi, but over here by chutz, even less than four would need something, or that his din is a machlokes tanoim, and Shmuel say you're not passing like that. Chutz the ben amerizal the mavi pachas mi arba ein sarach tikun by mavi and a chanami. We don't need tikun, which means even though it's machlokes tanoim, and maybe we should pass him not like him, but according to the first teretz of the Gemara. The Mora seemed to accept his statement as valid halacha. Therefore, we're going to paskin like him. Kim the lishon kama sover Shmuel kirab achli. According to the first version, he holds like Rav Achli. Umafli ben mavi lechotzer. So halacha kahi lishta. So we're going to paskin like that. The lishon kama. Mishal soifrim halach acher hamekel. Because by the rabbanans we follow the mekel. The Mora said it is a machlokes tanoi. Near devil's a command. Omer ain tzarich. If we will pass on like the time, says you don't need anything under four. You don't need anything. Because if the had the Mora held the lacha was like the time which held the tzarich, so. Amai dochik gemor leukimi lede shmuel deloik hilchosa kerav achli. Why did the Mora's lishna kama feel a need
to make Shmuel stim with Rav Achli, if the more hell we don't paskin like him. You pass like Elamai, the more hell we pass like him, so the more I felt it was relevant to do that.
Rambam Zal Kosev Mabi Pachas Mishloisha Tvachim in Tzar Klum near the Kemosha Pasek Ram Zal Vachin Kosev Arayvet Zal.
So the Rambam only said under three, which is Lovet, but under four would need something. So he's passing not like Rav Achli. Because the Rosh says, I feel that the Rebbeinu Meir is right, not like the Rambam. Even under four does not need anything, even though it's not lavud. Under four does not need any tikkun. So you have the Rebbeinu Meir and the Rosh. Okay, because the Rebbeinu Meir, the Rebbeinu says like says like me also. Okay. Tez Zayin. Tan Rabbanan. Lashon Yam Shenichlas L'Chotzer. You have a case of the Chotzer was fronting all the way out towards backing all the way out towards the Yam, and it broke through. So in Malam Imenu B'Shabbos, you can't draw water from it on Shabbos. Elam Kein Osud Lo Mechitza Asar Tvachim. You have to make a Mechitza Asar Tvachim to allow you to draw water there. So the break in the wall, in the back wall of the chotzer, was an opening more than 10. So it's a pirtza, and therefore it's considered connected to the water outside, and you can't draw water there. However, if the opening is 10 or less, ain't sarach. And even if it's that situation where it's less than 10, we're saying that it works. It's only if there was side wall, the sides of it wasn't the full wall breaking down. So you had a chotzer which the back wall was only 9 amos wide, the whole thing broke down. That's not going to work. It has to have some side walls left.
That's even if they're underwater.
That's even if they're one second. That's things that means on the side. Not underwater. The word says you can't draw water, but you can carry. Well, in difference to the Mokum Asala, there's a pirtza to the Mokum Asala. Hachamaskin and the Isla Geduri. Here's Rashi, Shanishuru Min Mechitza, Begaiba Asara, but Vayam Kiso. Hel Bechotza Mechitza Nikaris, the Pame Mamayim Shoikim, Mechitza Nires, the Chachamutu Lishtamash Bechotza. The Chotza remains Mutter because the wall is still there, and it's set for him high. Aber mir hat zule bais, was normally mutter is also over in a machitza in cares for bias. But der memla hudel me milin and hanel the malus my men a chatz of levin the bias. That's a rashi. So you would not take water out and use it in the chatz, you just can't carry it to the house because from the vantage point of the house, you don't really see those walls. You see, you need kafufi on the side, otherwise it's totally porous and bimluoy. That's considered nifrit shel makom ha'asur. Period. So there's something left. And it has to be less than 10, otherwise right, there's considered a pirtza. You also need the walls underneath the gedudi, otherwise you have a problem of that you couldn't carry in the chatzar. There's kufufim and there's gedudi. Yeah. Shram is al-pirish, the east lake gedudi.
Otherwise you can carry from the chatzar.
If there's no gedudim, you can't. No. If there's no kufufim, you can't carry from the chatzar. Can't carry in the chutzah, period. Rishpam pirsht isla gedudi, shaloshan ayam mehippo la karka, nishru gedudim, gavoya masora beswas hamayim. It's pushed up a sand barrier, which is 10 tvachim high. Voysa gedudim matirim la tato b'chutzah, abo la malas min amayim la chutzah, is osur demokam amayim, and if it's bimaluay liyam. So the other end, there is, it created a sand barrier. The water's on the other side, so you can carry in the chatzur because there's a sand barrier. But the water is connected, totally connected to the outside, and you can't draw water from the, even from the Lashon Yam even to the chatzur. Rashi says you just can't carry from the. Rashi learned there was these walls, so there's water here inside the chatzur. Here's the chatzur. There's water inside. The walls are outside, so therefore you're allowed to carry from. You're allowed to take from the water into the chatzur. Rashbam learns that the wall's gone, but the water pushed up sand, so the sand is here, the water is another here, so that this now acts like a wall, so you can carry this part of the chatzur, but you can't draw any water from the water to the chatzur because you're going over the barrier. That's outside of the barrier. And that's totally part of the makom aser, that you can't do. Okay, that's all to hear.